I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on March 25th, 2020. Version 10 of the LLVM compiler infrastructure project has been released. The new version is very much an evolutionary release. Along with updating its existing coverage, it adds support for some newer chipsets and also brings improved C++ support. The project has continued to build out capability for newer targets such as WebAssembly and RISC-V, and has added support for IBM's latest Z-Series mainframe processing unit as well. A New York judge has granted a temporary injunction preventing Telegram from proceeding with its cryptocurrency rollout. Telegram previously sold rights to its upcoming currency using what's called a simple agreement for future tokens. While under the scheme, no tokens currently exist, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission had argued that the clear intention behind Telegram's maneuver was to eventually deliver cryptocurrency into people's hands, which they could then trade. The judge agreed, and with the cryptocurrency already legally classed as a security, issued a temporary injunction to prevent Telegram from proceeding. Although the messaging company could appeal, industry insiders expect that the injunction will become permanent, leaving Telegram in the position of having to repay $1.7 billion to investors in the next few weeks. Version 5.2 of Swift has been released, with a focus on developer productivity. While the update does include some enhancements to the underlying language, the new tooling primarily aims to improve the development process for its users. Swift's package manager is now far better at handling dependencies and potential version conflicts, while new compiler logic increases the efficiency of incremental builds. But the big win for many developers will be Swift's improved compiler diagnostics, which now more accurately report on the kind of error that occurred, whereabouts in the source code that problem was identified, and the types and declarations that were involved in the compilation failure. Cloudflare has managed to dramatically cut the overhead of using Linux disk encryption. The company developed a set of patches for its own infrastructure that saw throughput doubling and latency being cut in half. However, Cloudflare acknowledges that further work will be needed before its changes can become more generally applicable. And finally, KDE developer Marco Martin unveiled a new smart TV platform today. Designed to provide a voice-controlled interface for large-screen interaction, Plasma Big Screen features KDE components coupled with voice services from the open-source Mycroft project. A CEC-compliant remote control can be used to navigate the interface, and even in a beta state, the software appears to run quite snappily on a Raspberry Pi 4, which is the first platform being targeted. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/131.